Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Bonus Benson.
This segment is officially completely off the rails.
What are you talking about?
Stuff we wish never aired.
You know, I'm the talent.
Right, of course.
Except, I'm the talent.
Come on, man.
The Guy Benson Show.
Home stretch, Monday edition on the Guy Benson Show. GuyBensonShow.com. Podcast is always free when the show is over. Catch me tonight on Gutfeld, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Fox News Channel. Looking forward to that. Well, since we've been talking about it so much, we got to talk about the conclusion. My Northwestern Wildcats over the weekend did, in fact, lose to UCLA. Number two seed, really good team. And it was a hell of a game. Cats played very poorly in the first half. Were down early in the second half by 14 points, stormed back to tie. So exciting. Our fans were going crazy. Good game. They played hard to the very end and just couldn't make some key shots down that final stretch. And UCLA did. And that's the difference. Great season. Northwestern picked to finish near the very bottom of the Big Ten Conference, 13th out of 14. They finished second, made only their second ever NCAA tournament, won a game, and then took UCLA to the wire. Just very, very proud of the team. Proud to be a fan. Had a great time out in Sacramento for that one game. And maybe one of these days they can get to the second weekend. It's not to be this year, but I'll be watching the rest of March Madness with great interest. And they just went down swinging, went down fighting. Super proud of the guys and the whole program. Meanwhile, big day here on the Guy Benson Show because, as I mentioned, I'll be on Gutfeld tonight. And Christine and Wyatt had asked if they could come be in the studio audience tonight. And I said, sure, absolutely, I can make that happen. I can't pull many strings, but that's one that I can pull. So we were moving in that direction, getting them their tickets and everything like that. And then Christine realized kind of at the 11th hour that she couldn't attend after all. She had all these plans. Oh, we're going to go see Gutfeld. We're going to go out to dinner. And then she had forgotten, apparently, that she had paid hundreds of dollars for her quote-unquote celebrity medium from Long Island who lives with his mother or whatever and their little Zoom session that they're doing tonight for a lot of money. So thank God she remembered because the money was Venmo'd. And I get the sense that there would probably not be – this is like a no-take-backsies situation with this guy. So she thankfully – sort of, remember that she couldn't make it. So Wyatt will be watching some fun television, and Christine will be doing whatever she's doing tonight. We've told a few of our colleagues about this. Everyone has the same reaction where they just sort of look toward the heavens, shake their head, and then just walks away. That's what happened on Friday. That's what happened earlier today. Yes, Christine?
I just told this to Wyatt, and I truly, truly believe it. My whole life could change tonight.
But you forgot that you were even doing it. You want a Gutfeld tickets.
Well,
that sounds like a really life-changing experience.
I'm just putting it out there that my whole everything that I believe in, everything that I thought I knew, everything could change. I could be a whole different person tomorrow when you see me.
Well, I can't wait to have that conversation. We can pick your brain about everything that happened and what revelations that you came up with from the ghosts. What if he's like, oh, Christine, your dad and Carousel are both speaking to you right now, and they're saying in unison, they're singing. Ooh, they're singing in harmony right now that you're a liberal Democrat and you should never work with Guy Benson again.
I'm just not going to entertain
what would happen?
Any of this.
Would you be like, oh, well, yeah, let me quit my career over the voices that you're hearing?
No, that's... I don't think something like that is going to happen.
I don't know.
I do have to ask you something. Uh-huh. No wine, right? Like, definitely I shouldn't have any wine while I'm doing this.
I don't know. I think it's pretty well known that mediums require some liquor. to really get the spirits flowing, so to speak. Different kind of spirit. Right?
One other thing, and then we don't have to talk about this.
Okay, I'm just trying to help.
Will you and Wyatt and Justin promise me one thing? Just say yes before I ask you.
Absolutely not.
Will you promise that you will believe me? Whatever I tell you happens tomorrow, will you promise me that you'll believe me?
No.
You think I'm going to lie?
Well, I don't think that you will make up what is said and what occurs. I just won't believe you that this stuff is all real if you believe that you have some new giant truth that you've discovered. Like, I won't believe in the process, but I don't think that you will make up what happens.
Like, if I say to you, without prompting, he said to me, there is, you know, a little horse running in the heavens right now, and mm-hmm. she's running towards you.
A pony.
Right.
No, she'd be running away from you, clearly.
But if I tell you that, would you believe me?
I would really struggle to believe that. I would. But maybe it happened, and by that point, the horse would be out of the barn. So let's just Jen Psaki this thing and circle back.
Done.
Tomorrow for a little home stretch action. Meanwhile, last thing that we'll mention, I had quite an experience today. And Christine and Wyatt were there for the very beginning of it, but weren't there for the heart of the action. I am actually shocked, to be honest, that Christine did not push harder to stick around for this. So I have not had new headshots, glamour shots, in years, right? So when they, on Fox News Channel, it's like coming up in the little box at the bottom, it's like a little smiling Guy Benson on the panel or whatever, like joining the show later. That is a photo of me from, I want to say, like 2017. It's been a minute. It's like 5 or 6 years, certainly since COVID, for sure. I think it was 2017 or 2018 was when I last had these done. So it's like, all right, time for new ones. And so I had different jacket, tie, no jacket, all these different combinations. And they have a whole studio up there. They have a whole team up there. They asked me what kind of music I like. So they put on some Billy Joel just to get me very comfortable. And I just, knowing you, Christine, I'm just shocked that you didn't insist on staying and somehow like becoming part of the process or even like getting in front of the camera at some point.
I had thought about it.
Yeah.
And I thought about like if you said to me, like maybe she should just step in for a pose, what we were going to do. Like mm-hmm. I was thinking the back to back.
Right, with arms crossed?
Yeah, something.
Like a 90s sitcom?
I was thinking that, but our boss was coming down the hallway, and I knew she did not want me there. I had to go.
I see. So you felt pressure from her presence.
I knew better, but I was going to. It's like Lucy trying to get into the show. I was going to try to get a picture.
But you gave up when the boss rolled in. Okay, I mean, that's fair enough. It lasted a while. It was more than half an hour. They must have taken hundreds of photos. So I'm hoping at least one of them is good enough for publication, right? You never know. I had two different ties, all these different outfit combos, and then they would be like, turn this way, then back that way. Look over there. You're laughing. You're happy. Oh, perfect. Yes, yes. It was a whole thing. There was no mist. There was no fan blowing my locks. There was none of that. But we'll see how it turns out. And here's the other thing. Previously, in some of my previous headshot shoots, they've just been like, okay, great, thank you. We will let you know what your headshot is when it's published publicly. I was like, you know what? I would like to have some sort of role in this, given the fact that it is indeed my face, right? So to me, it's sort of an important one. It's going to be splashed all over the place on TV and elsewhere. So, and they were like, oh, yeah, no problem. So I will keep you abreast, Christine, of what the next step might be. And again, I'm just like fingers crossed that over the course of 35 minutes and hundreds of photos that at least one or two of them are acceptable.
Well, you are. I mean, let's be honest. You're a very photogenic person.
They kept saying that like, oh, you photograph so easily.
You do.
I'm just standing there looking at a circle and obeying the guy when he tells me to turn this way or that way. Yeah.
There's like, I have different angles that are good, but I'm just not a photogenic person. And you are. So huh. I think you'll be fine.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe I'll run my options past you at some point.
Really?
No, but I'll do it with Adam. I feel like Adam should probably have some
say. I have good style and taste.
Can we get a fact check? Can we get a fact check on that?
Will you believe me if the medium tells me that?
What, that you have great style and taste? The fact that you are doing this has already disproven that.
Yeah, and thanks, by the way, for telling the boss. I never told her. Or my mother, by the way. She doesn't
know. We talked about it on national radio. I'm sure the boss knows because the boss listens to every minute of this program every day.
She didn't know how much it cost because I never said how much it cost on air, but
you told
her.
Oh, that's true. I did tell her that. That was new. See, the thing is, I report, she decides, is what happened there. I'm just providing information for the gallery, so to speak. All right, we got to go. You've got an appointment that you almost completely forgot about. On Zoom, do you have a ring light? You going to wear makeup?
Yeah, well, Megan has like that whole YouTube setup.
Oh, gosh, so you're pulling your daughter into this?
Yeah, by the time I get home, she said she'll set up the ring for me. She's very excited about
it. Now, if Megan were to be in the room with you, would there be a discount for a child from the extra person fee? That's very ghosty.
It's not like this is not an amusement park where there's an adult fee and a child fee.
It seems like it might be an amusement park in some ways, except amusement parks are real. So that's, I guess, a significant difference. And you actually have to go to an amusement park for it to be fun as opposed to sitting in front of the screen. All right, well, I will be waiting on pins and needles with bated breath to discover what is revealed to you. Ooh. Meanwhile, Wyatt will just be enjoying Gutfeld here in real life, airing at 11 p.m. Eastern time. I'll be on the panel. Can't wait for that. Back here on the radio tomorrow, same time, same place as always. Also, I'm on Outnumbered tomorrow on the couch. Just a heads up, noon Eastern. Lots going on here in the Big Apple. It's the Guy Benson Show. Home stretch. Guy Benson Show, Tuesday edition, New York City. Thank you for listening. GuyBensonShow.com. Podcast, always free. Okay, we've been building up to this. Producer Christine, so excited to spend a lot of money on a medium, a young celebrity medium, I guess from Long Island, who we think lives with his mother. It's a good sign. Can't officially confirm that, not really sure. But if memory serves, she had asked her husband, Bobby, not to get any Valentine's gift for her because she had already, unbeknownst to him, spent a lot of money. She Venmo'd. That's the other way that they do business here at this highly professional medium to talk to the dead. Send me a non-refundable Venmo for, we won't give the exact dollar amount, but hundreds and hundreds of dollars. It's a lot. And I have been, I would say, quite healthily skeptical of this whole enterprise because it's nonsense and a scam. And I told her that she was just taking stacks of money and lighting it on fire. And she was like, stop putting out the bad energy because the spirits and especially like all of this stuff. And so, as usual, she listens to my advice. She does the opposite of my advice. And then she had the moment of truth arrived. Her big, big evening, 90 minutes with the celebrity medium for hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So, Christine, how was the connection with the dead? What did you learn? How's your life changed?
Well, I think what you put out in the universe, it made it impossible to actually have the reading.
Would you like me to read the text messages that you sent us last night?
I would not like you to do that.
I think I can find those.
No, I would like you to know.
Well, do you want to then just say it yourself, or should I have to read it?
What do you want me to say?
I mean, you've already said it. You might as well just spill the beans.
It didn't go that well. I'm just going to put it that way.
Here's the quote.
Okay.
I'm not talking about it. I'm so upset. I wasted so much money.
I wrote that?
Mm-hmm. You did.
Yeah, I had high expectations. I'm just going to put it out there. I truly believed last night that I was going to connect with my dad who passed away. I truly believed this was going to be life-changing. And I truly believe that I was no longer ever going to fear death or like the afterlife, and I was going to find peace within myself because of the medium.
I will repeat something that I've mentioned earlier, weeks ago. in a different context, you need to go back to church.
So, yeah, I don't like to normally say you're right, but...
And yet again, go ahead.
I feel like I should just, like, any major life decisions I'm about to do, I feel like I should just turn it over to you and then you make the decision.
It's like when we go to dinner and I order for you, mm-hmm. but just life decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I mean, you would make a lot better decisions. This one was so obvious. So what happened?
So it was just, everything was so vague. You know, like there's a letter J, like who could be on, you know, that side uh-huh. of, or like.
Ooh, a J. Oh.
I do have to say one thing, which is really making me nervous. So if the bosses are listening, and feel free to call me and tell me this is not happening. But he told me to watch my back at work several times over and over again. So now I'm like scared I'm going to get fired.
No. And here's the thing. That's not medium. That's like psychic or something.
Right. So he said he that never happens to him usually.
This was just a special one.
Yeah. He was just going to go with it.
A special one just for you. Even though he was asking your advice for podcasting, because he's Googled you. And he also, because some of the names that were magically coming to him.
Yeah, he said Robert.
Were easily Googleable.
Yeah.
About you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And like, you know, just like.
Who's also, may I point out, very much alive.
Yeah.
The whole point, I thought, is to talk to dead people on the other side. And he's naming living people to try to get you to be like, whoa.
Yeah. He did connect with my mom's dad, but like I said to him, I'm like, I've never even met him. He goes, oh, right. Did he die when you were a baby? I'm like, no, he died in the 60s. Like it just.
So can I just tell you, he didn't connect with that person. It's made up.
So like some things about my dad, he was saying, like, he's like, he has a great laugh.
What are you going to say? No, his laugh was famously terrible.
And, like, he was always smiling and he's so proud of you. This is.
Wyatt, help.
Well, I just want to say, I think that Christine, like she really, like she said, I will defend her. She really believed that this was going to be good and this was going to work through. And
she also believed in the Times Square psychic.
Yeah. And so I think it came down to everything this guy was saying was just so vague and generic. And
for 90 minutes this went on?
That's another thing. He, like, cut me off after an hour, and he just, like, literally ghosted me. He's like, all right, so.
It's the only ghost that actually appeared in the whole thing.
He's like, okay, so this was great. Nice to meet you. I got to go. And then he was gone.
And we thought he was doing it from his mother's house?
Well, yeah.
Because he's young, right?
Well, he told me he was.
He told you. So he's like, Ma, I got a client. Just wait. I want spaghetti. I'm stopping early, Ma. Sorry, I just heard from your father. Is that how that went? Does it sound about right?
And then, like, I had questions. I thought there was a Q&A portion, but there wasn't. And I was telling Y about it, and Y's like, so what are you going to do? I'm like, well, I emailed him this morning. And he did write back to me, because I have, you're going to think I'm crazy, but.
Too late.
I have reoccurring dreams about alligators. Like, this has gone on for a very long time.
That's not his fake area of expertise.
Well, he wrote me back and explained it.
Oh, did he really?
And he said it's the turmoil. He said there's like World War III going on in my head, and it's the turmoil that I'm feeling. But I'm like, I don't feel any turmoil. A lot of what he was saying were things that it just that wasn't happening in my life. So,
right, because he's making it up.
But he did say, like, the alligators chasing me are, like...
Maybe the watch the back at work thing was, like, watch out, there's someone at work who's telling you that I'm fake and he's right. So watch your back at work. He's warning you about me.
Well, it's funny you say that. Because the one thing he probably hit on, and I totally didn't see it, I was telling Bobby, he goes, Christine, at one point he goes, who in your life is with a G? Like, is there a G? And I'm like, no, I can't think of anybody.
Not a single one.
I really couldn't.
Not a single one.
So I have no clue what he was going to say about you.
Oh, he's going to make something up.
And then this is what I didn't like. He goes, does your family have a history of cancer? And I said, not that I know of. And he goes, oh, wait, no, your husband's side. And I said, not that I know of. And then he just moved on. And I'm like, wait, hold on a second.
Like, no, he wanted you to say yes so he could get some brownie points for getting something right. And he got it wrong, strike one, wrong, strike two. He didn't want to strike out, so it was on to the next thing. It's a scam.
Yeah, we moved a lot around a lot. And then I think because at first he's like, you have a great job, you're in the industry. And when I was like, I think I kind of was eager about that, everything kept circling back to that. Every time, like, because maybe it's the only thing he really hit on that I perked up about.
Well, wasn't he asking you for advice?
Yeah.
You should charge him. He's got to make some money to get out of mom's basement. You should have been like, you can pay me X $100. Thank you very much. Whatever his name is. I want to say it's Zach. I would love for his name to be Zach from Long Island. It's probably not, but that's what in my mind it is.
He kept saying to me over, like, he would say something to me and he goes, and I'm like, I'm going to be real with you. Like,
oh,
I'm going to be,
yeah, okay.
I'm
really,
be truly
real.
Honest with you.
Truly honest. Sure. And, it's like Joe Biden.
That's
no
what
joke.
I said.
No joke.
That's exactly what I said. I felt like he was like being Biden. Like every time, like he's like, but I'm going to tell you the truth. You know, some people can't. He goes, you know, with sickness and stuff, a lot of people don't want to hear about it, which I found strange because that's why you go to a medium to hear. I was just very confused and it was all over the place.
It's a scam.
I'm just sad. Like Bobby, even he.
You know what? I'm also sad. And here's why I'm sad. One day, a few years from now, Megan's going to get into her dream college because she's a studious young woman. And she's going to say, Mommy, I got into fill in the blank and I can't wait to go. And you'll say, I'm sorry, Megan. Mommy and Daddy can't afford to send you there because Mommy's been blowing our money on mediums. So it's off to fill in the blank. That's what makes me sad.
I think I'm going to take, I did tell Wyatt, I'm going to take a break. I had announced this morning.
From what?
From mediums and psychics.
Oh, from this particular
realm of bad
decisions.
Let me tell
you
something. Okay. But then one of Brian Kilmeade's producers told me that they had a psychic on and she was pretty good. She's from New Jersey.
Better scam artist.
So now I'm a little perked up again, but I think I'm still going to wait.
See, you got the young one who isn't really that good yet at manipulating people. And other people are much more practiced at it and better at like picking up certain cues and are just more skilled. I mean, that is my view of it. I'm sure there are people in the audience who swear by this stuff. I am clearly taking a different view on that. And all I can say is, I warned you.
You truly believe, I can't even digest the fact that someone totally would make this up just to make money.
I don't even know how to respond to that. Like, okay, let me ask you this. Setting aside psychic medium stuff, do you believe that scam artists exist?
Yes.
People who take advantage of other people for money.
Yes.
Okay. That's what this is, in my opinion. Why is that hard to believe?
I find it hard to believe because I would never do something like that. So I can't imagine.
Was there any mention of a pony at all?
No, nothing. See? And, you know, I grew up, remember, on a horse farm.
Telltale.
Like, my dad's identity was all about horses. And when he was talking about my dad, like nothing about that, which I was shocked.
Except here's the thing, to his credit, just like the Times Square psychic who almost got you with the same trick, he did know that you had a father. Which blew your mind. Like, how did he know I have a dad?
Well, and he knew.
It's like, well.
He sort of knew how my dad passed. But I feel like if you know someone passed unexpectedly, because he goes, it was the brain, the heart, something.
Oh, so yeah. One of the things that caused, was he hit by a truck? But did his heart then stop? See? Told you. It's just.
He did tell me that my mom's really hard on me. I mean, that's true.
He could also just listen to the home stretch. What he really should have done is listen to the home stretch for like a week or two, and he could have blown your mind.
Now I'm going to blow your mind. This is the last thing I'm going to tell you. I am worried he did, because this is the one thing he said to me. He goes, when your father passed, you were the one that took control. You did everything, like between the planning, you calmed everybody. He goes, you seriously are cool, calm, and collected.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
That's verbatim. Mm-hmm. I have... verbatim. Mm-hmm. And I go, oh, like that's the complete opposite of me. I like crumbled. Joycey had to do everything. Like that's, mm-hmm. But the three words I always say to you as a joke, he said, you are cool, calm, and collected.
Cool, calm, and collected. And I mean, he couldn't have blown it any worse. It's amazing. That's actually, like, truly incredible.
I know you're laughing. I'm sad. Like, I legit am sad today. I'm sad that I'm out of money.
Yeah,
and I'm
it's a lot
sad
of money.
That I don't know the meaning of life still.
Go to church. Okay, we got to go. Back here tomorrow, back in D.C. on the Guy Benson Show. It'll be the whole team reunited. Justin, thanks for all the help. And here's the thing. It might be like the four of us, but there could be another spirit present. Ooh, the ghosts of producers past. Maxie might make a, ooh, I don't know. Inevitable. Absolutely inevitable. Same time, same place tomorrow. Guy Benson Show.
Home stretch, Wednesday edition, Guy Benson Show. Thank you for listening. Podcast always free, always on demand. I'll be on Special Report tonight in the 6 p.m. hour. Toward the end of the hour, Brett Baier and team, Fox News Channel. See you there or set your DVR. Before we get into our topic that I teased right before the break, I do have to say, because yesterday on the home stretch we were talking about Christine's misadventure with the medium, and we gave her a pretty hard time, deservedly so. Christine, you said that you had a mini outpouring, like a little blizzard of public support on social media from people just wishing you well. My mother also said that, well, she wasn't sure if you were being serious, this is actually happening, and like you had done it. I was like, yo, it's happening, it happened. But she also just wanted to send along her well wishes because of your disappointment.
That's what I got a lot of messages of, is they felt, they kind of knew that the medium was probably not real, but they said, a couple people said they could just hear it in my voice that I was truly, and I was, truly upset and disappointed. Luckily, like I said, I have a rebound rate of 5 seconds flat, and who knows what medium I'll, you know, seek or look for in about a year or so.
Boy, and the other thing is, it's like you're like a really good quarterback, right, who has to have a very short memory. You throw an interception, you got to shake it off and get right back out there on the field. And, I mean, you definitely throw one interception after another, and you forget them very quickly. So I think the comparison is apt. Now, what you might want to do to grapple with and process some of this disappointment is what you often do, especially coming up on weekends, have a little bit of mama's juice, and then supplement the mama's juice experience with an additional activity that you also like, which brings us to today's home stretch topic. New York Post with a story about how millennials, so, I mean, it's not really your generation, but just for argument's sake, millennials are fueling America's $14 billion drunk shopping habit. So people have a few pops, start to feel pretty good, high on life, and then they log on to whatever, Amazon or their favorite online retailer, and they start just popping things into that little shopping cart. And because maybe they're a little flush and they're feeling really confident, they're just like, you know what? Yes, let's check out. Boom, here's the credit card. And in comes the series of boxes from Amazon or whatever with things that were purchased whilst intoxicated. And I know some friends who say that it's like this magical Christmas-type experience where they don't even remember necessarily what they ordered. So like, ooh, here's a box. What is this going to be? And they have to think back, did I do this? And then they go and they look at the history. They're like, okay. So obviously you came to mind with this story. But to my surprise, you are pleading not guilty on this.
Yes, I do. Do not drunk shop. I just don't do it. I don't day drink. I have very particular rules about mama's juice. Usually when I'm drinking some mama's juice and relaxing, I like to, some may say drunk dial, but I call it happy dialing. I like to talk to people. I'm in a better mood. I want to chit chat with somebody. Wyatt has said, which I find extremely offensive, that he has been a victim of my happy dialing.
No, he's a repeat victim. He's been victimized over and over again.
I wouldn't use the word victim. He's lucky.
In fact, we had a little get together at the house a couple months ago, and you were invited, and you didn't come. But Wyatt was also invited, and he did come. And as the evening was proceeding and it was getting late, he came rushing over to me with his phone. And I could see that Christine had, there's an incoming call from Cookie. So I answered the phone, sort of pretending to be him. And then you went on a whole long thing, and then I revealed that, in fact, it was me. And Wyatt was grateful because I took that bullet for him, you know, in terms of, you know, answering that phone call. So, no, you're more of a drunk dialer, but you're saying you never, like, hop on, I don't know, one of your – what's your favorite place to shop? You just go on their website, and you're like, oh, you know, I could really use this. You never do that.
No, I really don't. No, I don't. I'll, you know, that's more of a commuting thing for me. Since, you know, it takes me a while to get to and from work, I'll, you know, be on the train and I'll shop then. I'm still a person that loves to shop in person. I mean, you know, I have a love of a mall, especially during Christmas time. Mm. I've asked you several times to go to the mall with me and let's go shopping. You have declined. That is your loss. You are wrong. Sure. I do not drunk shop. I think Wyatt does.
Well, we can ask Wyatt. Would you like to weigh in on this? Because he's Gen Z. This is supposedly a millennial thing. So I'm going the wrong direction in each direction with these generations here. I'm the millennial.
I am too. Well, I'm a millennial.
You said yes, Christine. You're a millennial. I'll do an exaggerated wink for the non-existent camera today, Christine, the millennial. But Wyatt is the next generation down from a millennial. Wyatt, have you ever maybe had a few drinks and then gone crazy, like upgrading your Wall Street Journal subscription or, you know, checking out some cardigans or what have you?
Yeah, no, I can't say that's ever happened. I mean, I don't usually, you know, if I'm overserved and then I, you know, happen to buying stuff, like, that just doesn't happen. I mean, if I am drinking, you know, per se, and I've had a little bit too much to drink, I'm usually just going to go right to bed. I'm not going to buy anything.
Well, and you do seem, based on your Instagram stories, you do seem to frequent one particular establishment a lot in D.C. I'm like, if that's a cocktail photo from Wyatt, I know exactly where he is right now. And it's a place I've never been. Maybe at some point I've got to actually get there, because it actually looks pretty nice. Now, I'm going to confess. So we've got a not guilty and a not guilty from my colleagues here. As the millennial, I'm going to confess guilty to this.
What?
Now, it's not a regular thing. I can think of it once or maybe twice that I've ever done it, but I have done it. And the most obvious story that comes to mind, this was years ago now, but we had gone out to dinner. In fact, this was shortly after we had bought our house. So this is all the way back in, what, 2017, 2018? So it's been like half a decade since I did this. But I still remember it because we had bought the house. Our real estate agent took us out for a celebratory, congratulatory dinner. And I was like, wow, this is really generous. This is such a nice restaurant. I can't believe this. And I'm like, oh, let me do the math on her commission. Okay, yes, you can at least buy us this dinner. Thank you very much, Eileen. She was great, by the way. And so we went to this very nice Michelin star restaurant in D.C., and they had these wine glasses at the restaurant that were so elegant. They were so, so thin. Like, the glass was so wafer thin. And they came in different sizes, and they were just these beautiful, I guess, like, hand-blown, I believe from Brazil, if memory serves, wine glasses. And I took a photo of the logo at the very bottom of one of the glasses. They're called Zaltos. And I said, I love these. We have to have these. So the next day, I hopped online and was looking for some Zaltos, and I came across the price tag of Zaltos, and I said, no. We will not be spending that kind of money on wine glasses. Thank you very much. So the answer was no. However, a few days later, I once again was enjoying some wine. This is a little bit meta. So I was drinking wine out of non-Zalto glasses. And this inspired me to remember how wonderful the Zalto glasses were. So then, in a slightly different state of mind, I went back to the website. And yes, it still seemed expensive, but not as expensive, and not as outrageous, because imagine how much more luxurious this experience would be, drinking out of a Zalto right now. And so I don't even want to tell you how much money I spent on wine glasses while drinking wine. I mean, it wasn't nearly as much as Christine spent on the fake medium, but it was still like a fair amount of money. They arrived, and I'll say this, in my defense, they are beautiful, stunning. We use them for special occasions. I don't regret it. The only problem is they are so delicate, and they cannot be washed in the dishwasher. They have to be hand washed, so that's time consuming, number one. And number two, they are fragile enough that just in the process of normal washing, we have broken two of them, which is like, I want to say $100 or something crazy like that. So that is my prime example of doing this thing where millennials allegedly are fueling a drunk shopping industry to the tune of $14 billion a year. And according to this, America is home to 45 million drunk shoppers. And I have been one of them like once or twice. That's it. Christine claims she's never been one of them. She is not one of America's drunk shoppers, if you can believe it. But I know there are people who are much worse about this than I am. They do it all the time. But also there's some of the people like Christine, actually, who will get stuff, show up at the house, and they have no problem going through the whole hassle of returning things. Like, oh, nope, we're not going to keep that. Back it goes. To me, that's such an inconvenience that I won't do that. So, Christine, next time you come to the house, I will show you the Zalto glasses. You can't hold one or drink out of one. But I can.
Well, why not?
I can present them to you like Vanna White. I can just be, or like one of the Price is Right models, and just be like, a beautiful Zalto wine glass can be yours if the Price is Right. Because you'll break it. Christine, how many spills did you have at the Christmas party? We don't have to go through this. We've been through this, but you can see them. You can see them. And then the other thing is some of the big Bordeaux glasses are giant. I mean, I would offer Wyatt an opportunity to drink out of one, but it's like the size of his head. So I don't know if it's like unwieldy for him potentially. So they can be seen but not used. But if we break enough of them, maybe I'll just need to have a few glasses of wine and order some more, if you know what I mean. Drunk shopping, our very fun topic to wrap up the Guy Benson Show. I got to get serious now, though. Special report, that panel coming up in the next hour on Fox News Channel. Hope you'll tune in. Back here tomorrow, same time, same place on the radio. It's the Guy Benson Show. Home stretch, Friday Eve on the Guy Benson Show. Thanks for being here. GuyBensonShow.com podcast, always free. If you're listening on the broadcast, a little Ben Folds action on the bumper. First time we played this one, I hadn't heard it in like 15 years, and I heard it at a gym in a hotel of all places. And I was reminded what a banger Annie Waits has always been. So I found a good instrumental version, shot it over to Dan. I said, let's add it to the list, put it in the mix, and now it's in the rotation. It's the little things in life. Dan is now back, by the way, from his time off. Spent some time in Florida, right, Dan? You were down there for some spring training?
Yep, I was down in Tampa, Florida, Clearwater, St. Pete area. Saw the Yankees play, which was fantastic. I'd never been to a...
How's that facility? I've driven past it. I've never been inside.
It's amazing. I'm pretty sure it's pretty new, but it's great. It's easy to get into, not a long line. It was very packed. Still New York prices for beer and food, but... it was really, really fun and a cool. We got right up close for not that expensive for seats.
Yeah, I mean, that's the point of spring training, the access, at least for the fans, right? The guys want to get back into shape and in the swing of things, fans want to be a little bit closer to the game, closer to the guys in a way that you can't really necessarily achieve in a giant stadium during the season. So glad that was fun. Got some sun down there now. Back in the saddle, I have to ask you, though, Dan, you were gone for some pretty consequential days here on the program in terms of producer Christine and Cookie's confrontation with the medium and all of that. Have you by any chance caught up on what happened? Are you debriefed on, shall we say, the disappointment?
Well, I didn't listen because I wanted to come in kind of with a fresh ears on the whole subject matter, because I knew it was coming, because Christine behind the scenes had talked to me about it for months now, and I had to keep my mouth shut for a while because she didn't want anyone interfering. So I didn't listen to Bonus Benson, but she gave me a rundown, and it didn't go pretty well is what I'm hearing, and she seemed a little disappointed and dejected to kind of tell me the whole story when she came in today.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think, a pretty mild way of putting it. And it sounded on our meeting this morning when we were chatting about this like Christine is not swearing off this nonsense in the future. She's just going to postpone it for a while and might move her search for mysticism from Long Island to New Jersey, which seems like really, really missing the point. But the good news is for people in that scam industry in New Jersey, many, many hundreds of dollars might be coming your way in the future of Megan's, for example, education fund or other reasons that money could be used. It might be coming your way. So that's maybe a psychic reading that I'm getting right now. I'm getting a spirit telling me, it's telling me that so much more money could still be wasted unless Bobby actually puts his foot down for once and puts an end to some of this stuff, which I don't know. I don't know if that's possible. Maybe Christine can do like her little Christmas savings account that she does, and then a psychic savings account, just, you know, put cash into a bucket and then douse it in gasoline and light the whole thing on fire. It'd be equally efficient, Christine, I think. How long is your moratorium on this nonsense? When is the first time you might start looking around through, like, I don't know, the yellow pages? I don't know how you do this. To find someone to waste money with.
Well, I'm going off of recommendations, and I did find a elderly woman in New Jersey, Italian, North Jersey. I feel like maybe a 20-something-year-old from Long Island wasn't the way to go. I mean, you even said it yourself. Maybe he just hasn't been practicing enough. So,
like lying and manipulating more persuasively, right? He didn't have as much experience under his belt as others might. Is this the woman that you were telling us appeared on another program?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was on Kilmeade Show?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she was so bad at her reading that they had to dramatically edit it because it was so inaccurate.
I am not going to confirm nor deny that.
Yeah, that's the one. So, and you're like, wow, amazing. Let's go straight to her. She was so bad with Brian, so inaccurate that they might have edited it down to make it seem less embarrassing, and you're like making a beeline. Well, maybe she might force you to pay in cash. This other guy was Venmo. Maybe she'll operate in cash because she's legit that way, you know?
I was also thinking about, have you heard about the coffee cup readings?
No.
Where you, it's...
You mean tea leaves?
Yeah, you drink a cup of coffee and then like whatever, like how the coffee settles in your cup, they read that. And that is your future. You haven't heard about this?
No,
there's a woman in Brooklyn that does it.
Oh, well, Brooklyn. Now I'm sold.
But I'm done for a while. I don't want to, you know, anybody.
But you might as well. I mean, like, why not do a coffee cup reading? Right. That sounds just as insightful as anything else.
I'm saying the wrong thing. Write down. It's
tea leaf reading. Like they see something in the tea leaves. Like if they see like horns, it's like you have something bad coming. Like it's the devil coming for you.
Yeah, like the way it drips in your coffee tells
something.
All right,
here's the thing, Christine. I have to interrupt. I'm getting a reading. I'm getting a spirit here, and it's telling me, all right, Christine, next time we go to dinner as a team, here's what's going to happen. You're going to have your plate of food. You're going to eat as much as you want, and then when you're done, you're going to hand me your plate of food, whatever's left on it. I'm going to take a photo of it. I'm going to analyze it very carefully. And for the low price of $1,000, I will tell you what it means for your future. And I'm already getting a sense about a few different diseases that you might have, frankly. And you're going to have to pay me that money to find out what they are. Don't talk to, like, a doctor. How stupid would that be? No, you have to talk to me and my leftover food scrap reading. I can even do it in Queens if that makes it seem more legit to you. Like, I'll rent a hotel room in Queens, and you can come to me and bring me, like, you know, a wrapper of a McDonald's that you'd eaten or something.
See, guy, I feel like I missed out on an opportunity, too. When she told me about her medium, I should have been like, no, just come to me. I could have gotten some extra cash.
Like, you moonlight as a medium.
Exactly.
You could.
I should have told her that. Yeah, I should have got some extra cash, you know, less.
You'd be like, and the thing is, you also know so much about Christine, and so do I. Like, oh, hang on, this scrap of food on your plate, I feel like you might have been scolded for not eating your full plate by an overbearing mother at some point. Do I read a mother who might judge you? And Christine would be like, well, I know that we talk about Judgy Joyce all the time on the show, but if he's seeing it on the plate, that might be real. You know, my price just went up. $1,500. $1,500, Christine.
I'm glad you're all laughing at my expense. I truly thought I was going to find the meaning of life.
No, I'm not laughing at your expense. I want to read your food at your literal expense. It's $2,000 now, by the way, since you're doubting me. And I think the more I charge, the more legitimate I am, actually, come to think of it. So that's the expense that I'm interested in here.
Is there anything else we could talk about besides humiliating me on air?
I mean, we could. I'm not sure I see it in the cards today.
But I missed out, so I had to get in a little
bit.
Dan
just wanted to get in on it, too. Right? It's important.
Well, Dan,
and I'm hoping that the, yes, aggressive mockery will at least help prevent you from losing more money anytime soon.
Do you think that's going to?
Well, I mean, like, literally, what, a day or two ago, you were saying that you were going to outsource all of your big life decisions to me.
Oh, right.
Right, and then you kind of forget about that and go right back to the same bad, costly decisions.
Is that on record?
Decisions. It's on the air.
Oh, it was. Goodness. It was. I was so defeated, Dan. Wow. I mean, wow. He took advantage. I was so upset. I could barely talk, and then I just...
Oh, no. No one could take advantage of Cookie. No one pulls one over on our Cookie, because our Cookie, as we know, as the medium told us, is nothing but calm, cool, and collect it, especially in the face of adversity. And, I mean, he just nailed it. So, you know, she's like a hockey goalie. She's not letting one pass.
Yeah, Dan, they said that I, like, in when challenges happen, like, I'm the go-to person.
Oh, my gosh.
Calm, cool, and collected were the words that he used.
Verbatim.
I mean, I work with you in this control room, and I can confirm that is not true.
My favorite part, Dan, that you missed is when the guy tells Christine that her father has a fear of growing old.
Oh, no.
And Christine's like, well, he's dead.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Christine.
But then he said exactly, like, he was scared to be, like, in his 80s.
Oh, no, he was scared to get old. You're like, well, he died young. He died, like, you know, at 60. And he's like, yes, exactly what I meant. He was scared of being in his 80s. It just kept changing. It kept adjusting. All right, let's, you know what? I'm getting infused with a vision that we should move on to a topic that we actually did tease before the break, which is the everything shower. I've never heard of this. It's a Wall Street Journal story, so you can take one guess who pitched it. And I guess the concept is people are now really glamming up their personal bathing experiences in the shower, where their hair care is extending, quote, way beyond shampoo and conditioner, where now there's like all these other products that people are putting in their hair. To me, this sounds extremely time consuming. I am very dubious. I don't even use conditioner. Can I just confess that? I use shampoo. That's it. Or I'll do the 2-in-1, right? Where it's sort of like, okay, fine. I'm doing the thing. What else is there beyond shampoo and conditioner? What is an everything shower? It's like, now I just keep thinking about everything bagels, which I also don't like. Wyatt, what is this?
So it seems like people are starting to do more stuff for their scalp care and different types of serums to promote hair growth and all this stuff. And you know, it's like a whole thing that's, I guess, a trend, but I don't necessarily subscribe to that.
Except you said that you have made a change recently and you were liking the results, you told us.
Yeah, I switched my shampoo and conditioner to this more pricier thing that I got a sample of, and it did do different things to my hair, make it more fluffier.
Yeah, you were talking about increased volume, and I was, yes, like picturing you in like a Pantene Pro-V commercial just with your flowing locks all over the place. So you're pleased. It's been worth the expensive product.
Yes, and it's important to conditioner, guy. I mean, especially if you're going and, like, growing up as I did at the shore and going to the beach every day and having the salt water in your hair, you have to condition. It's very, very important, or your hair will get all ruined.
Okay, I mean, I'm not in salt water very often, and I do think I use a 2-in-1 product now. I don't even know. Adam just buys it. I use it, and then I'm done. I just don't think about these things. Maybe I should. Christine, do you want to weigh in on this before we let you go, or? Are you Googling psychics?
No. No, I'm done with that, I told you. But I was still on the no-poo movement and trying to make that happen. I didn't know we went off
is this,
of that.
Is someone, I'm sorry, is someone reading, is that another type of analysis you're getting done?
Well, it was a whole, it's, you know, you've heard, I've talked to you about it, right?
Oh, yes, the no-shampoo. Got it. Yes, yes. We talked about that during COVID, I think.
Right, like you're not really supposed to wash your hair. You're supposed to just like maybe do a little water with baking soda or a little vinegar, like, and then you should go days and days without really washing, and then really just hot water on your body, no soap or anything like that.
No.
So that was rough for me. It didn't work.
How long did you do that for?
Oh, like not long. I would try it and then stop, and then, you know, my hair would look like
an oil slick. I did not change my habits at all. I don't chase the latest trend.
Why not?
On bathing. I just stick with like the tried and true soap, shampoo, rinse, and you're done. That's me.
But then you're missing out on like new products. Like I love when I go into, say, you know, like a Sephora or a Blue Mercury and they're like, here's like the latest and greatest. The problem is I just buy it all. And then, you know, not everything works very well.
So they see you, the salespeople are like, oh, Mark just walked through the door. Go get her. And they relieve you of untold amounts of money. But at least you're getting some sort of tangible product for that, whether it works or not. It's more defensible than some of the other expenses that we've talked about. And with that, we've got to go because it's Friday tomorrow on The Guy Benson Show. Back here, same time and same place. Happy to have the whole team reunited. Feels so good. Talk to you tomorrow. Home stretch. Happy Friday on The Guy Benson Show, GuyBensonShow.com, our website podcast, free all the time, on demand, no charge. Bonus Benson on the weekends, always a big hit as well. If you missed any of the home stretches this week, you're going to want to catch up on Bonus Benson. Just trust me. You miss a lot. There's a lot of content. Some fascinating dynamics. GuyBensonShow.com. As I mentioned, I'll be on Fox News Sunday morning. Check your local listings. Excited for that. Now, meanwhile, today, appropriately on a Friday, it is National Cocktail Day. And I will openly admit that I am very ready for a cocktail or three tonight. I have been away from home so much. I've been traveling. Tomorrow will be my first day off. No work, no travel in a little over 4 weeks. And I can't wait. And in anticipation of that time off tomorrow, we're going over to the neighbor's house. We'll probably have a couple cocktails in the evening in honor of National Cocktail Day. Our neighbor Scott makes a mean gin and tonic, so I'll probably just stick with that. That's my go-to at his place. My favorite cocktail is a Gold Rush, especially when it's colder out the winter months. It's a bourbon-based cocktail. Actually, speaking of cocktails, do you know what I got delivered to my home a few days ago? A brand new bourbon that is a John Taffer branded bourbon. John Taffer of Bar Rescue, who's been on this show, he's got this like butter bourbon. And I was on Gutfeld with him a few weeks ago. He said, hey, do you like bourbon? I said, yes. He said, would you like to try my new bourbon? I said, yes. So I got a bottle of the new bourbon. We might bring that over to Scott's house, Scott and Veronica tonight. That could be fun. So just sort of relax, have a bite of dinner with Adam, go over there and just chill with a handful of cocktails. And I was about to talk about the Gold Rush, a bourbon-based cocktail, probably my favorite. I've mentioned that before. And not only is it National Cocktail Day and something that I'm personally interested in this evening, it's also a topic that, of course, we have to ask Christine about, given her habits, let's put it that way. And as you might know, she's a big vodka gal, or she would call it a vodka girl. Her favorite cocktail for a long time has been the Cosmo. And this is setting aside Mama's Juice, which is what we generally just call wine for her. She's a Cosmo gal, which is the bright pink vodka-based beverage that from a young age, her daughter identifies with her mother. right? This is something that Christine has told us multiple times on the air. I'm not making this up. But Christine is starting to have some, I don't know, some second thoughts. She's wavering a little bit on the Cosmo. Christine, explain this existential crisis that you're undergoing at the moment.
So I've been doing some major research. And by research, I mean housewives watching. And what I've learned, I didn't know if you know this, but the older you get, sometimes some liquor and even some wines kind of turn on you. And you can't really consume it like you used to. Like, I know some people that, like, can no longer drink red wine or no more can drink a white wine. I'm starting to worry that the Cosmo, and especially, which it breaks my heart, vodka is turning on poor Cody.
Vodka's turning on you, Christine?
Mm-hmm. I think it's time that we have to break up. But...
whoa.
With that being said, I still need a cocktail. And I just love, for some reason, I am obsessed with drinking out of martini glasses. Like anything that can come in some like sort of like goblet or the real martini glass, that's what I want to drink out of. And I know you can only have certain drinks that go in there. So if there's anybody that can recommend something.
Well, you could just ask the bartender, can you please put this drink in a martini glass?
It has to be a martini, though, of some sort. I can't. I am very strict with glassware. Like red wine has to be in red wine glasses. White wine has to. I would never drink champagne
really?
Out of like a wine glass. No,
really.
I'm very proper that
you,
way. I know
you of all people are picky over glassware.
Very. One time, a waitress brought me a Cosmo and not a martini glass, and I asked her to take it back. I wasn't going to drink it without a martini glass.
Don't you have like 12 different flasks?
Well, flasks are a whole different thing. That's kind of when you just like
different category,
whatever kind of hooch you can get at the time.
Okay, got it. So
different.
You're in
totally
the market.
Different.
You're in the market for a new cocktail, a new go-to cocktail. Are you moving away from vodka completely? Are you thinking about maybe the tequila space, God forbid, potentially? Like, what are you thinking here?
I don't know. Can you imagine Cookie, like, really revved
yes.
up on tequila?
Yes.
You could. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I have to. This is a lot to process, and this is a lot to think about. So I'm not going to just, you know, I don't know if you know this about me, but I take my time when I'm making decisions. I don't just rush into things. I research.
Yes, calm. Cool, collected. That's our Cookie. Well, here's a thought. Wyatt was telling us that Wyatt has started to very much enjoy a new discovery in the cocktail space recently. So maybe this will give you a lead to carefully consider. I almost said it in a sober way, but I mean, LOL. Wyatt, what have you been trying recently?
So it's not a cocktail, but it was a beer, a Guinness, because of St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
I had a few Guinnesses and they were pretty good. I mean, it's like a meal. It's like a,
yes, it's
a
bread.
Very, yeah, but it's pretty good. I was kind of surprised I liked it because I don't really like certain kinds of beers, but it was pretty good.
I dissent. It's way too thick, way too heavy, way too dark for me. I've had it. I've had a sip of it. I had it in Ireland because you do it. I am much more of a lighter beer type guy, but I also, again, I could be wrong, but I kind of know Christine well enough after all these years. I'm not sure she's going to make the switch from a Cosmo to a Guinness. That seems like that's about as far apart as you can get while still remaining alcohol.
It's just that's not going to happen. I don't like Guinness. I mean, like you said, if I was in Ireland, sure, I'd have a Guinness. Or I don't even know if I'd have it on St. Patty's Day. That is a heavy, heavy beer.
Like, I'll have a sip of someone's. Give me
yeah,
a sip of Guinness.
That's not. No, I want a cocktail. Like, I really, if anybody wants to tweet at me, Cookies Jar 1988, give me some new ideas of something that's not vodka based that I can put in a martini glass.
All right,
and
here's
you can't
Christine.
Just tell me
here's what
to
you got
to
do. You've got to tweet out soliciting this advice, tag me in it. I will retweet it, and we will see what the internet decides to bring you.
This is exciting. This is very exciting. I'm so happy we're talking
about
this.
It could be a new dawn, a new day for producer Christine. We're not talking about mediums at all or psychics. We're talking about booze.
Nope.
It's very much her comfort zone. Now, on the topic of cocktails, Dan, as we mentioned yesterday, just got back from a vacation in Florida. And while in Florida, something very exciting and very on brand for us happened to Dan. This is absolutely true. This is not product placement. Dan, tell us what happened.
Well, so I'm not much of a mixed drink drinker myself. I usually go for the light beer. So I was down in Florida. We were staying with my girlfriend's best friend. And usually she has, like, you know, gets our beer, what we want when we get down there, and we all have some drinks and whatever. So we get to her apartment, and she goes, hey, guys, check this out. I got this new great gin-type drink. You have to try it. Go to the fridge and grab one. So I go over to her fridge. I open up the fridge, and lo and behold, there's a beautiful red can, and it is the finished long drink, cranberry.
Yes, yes.
And so I was so excited to see it in there. I grabbed one. I go, how do you know about finished long drink? And she goes, how do you know about finished long drink? And I explained to her that they're a sponsor of the Guy Benson Show.
It's
and
happy hour.
Yeah, and we drank them, and it was fantastic.
Deeply offended that she was not aware of that.
I know, me too.
I mean, this is your livelihood, Dan, but it's awesome that she has come to the long drink on her own.
She loves it.
And no, it's got a huge and growing fan base. Like, in all seriousness, we talk about this. I saw they tweeted out not that long ago, Long Drink did, from their official account, how did you learn about the Long Drink? And there were a number of people in the replies saying, it's the Guy Benson Show, Guy Benson's podcast. It's like, yes, we are getting the word out for our great sponsor. I will almost certainly have one at least tonight. I like the cranberry one more as a mixer, whereas I drink the OG blue can or the white can, which is my favorite, just as a standalone beverage. But to each his or her own. And I love the fact that you encountered it in the wild and that your girlfriend's best friend was, like, mystified. Was she almost, like, excited to learn that you have this real connection to this beverage?
Well,
or was she mad that she didn't get to, like, be the one to discover it for you?
She was kind of mad that she didn't get to be the one to discover it. Right. She was, like, she wanted to be like, hey, guys, I found this new cool thing. Like, you know, this is really a really good new drink.
Like, yeah, I was in on the ground floor. So, we were in on the ground floor.
A little bit of a one-upper on that situation I was, but
well done.
Right.
I mean, but you earned that. I think we deserved that. And you all enjoyed it is the point. We should probably clip this and send it to the sponsor. Just to be like, we worked it in. But again, it's absolutely true. And it's National Cocktail Day, so come on. All right, so we have Christine casting about for a new option, other than Cosmos, because she might be moving away from vodka. We've got Wyatt discovering his love for Guinness, which is a surprising development, I have to say. We've got Dan in the Sunshine State enjoying long drink. And we've got yours truly getting ready for an actual day off tomorrow, and cocktails will be involved. Good topic. Good talk, guys. Fun times. Have a great weekend. See you on Fox News Sunday, back here on the radio Monday for the Guy Benson Show.
That was this week's edition of Bonus Benson.
For more Guy Benson Show,
go to GuyBensonShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.